hearts. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Good morning, church. Good morning, church. Let me hear your voice. Because the month of February is a wonderful month. Abby, it's the second month in the year 2022. Like I said on Tuesday, every miracle about you will be double. Double honor. God will open double doors unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, I'll be speaking on something I've titled The Balanced Diet. Can you hear me well? Can you hear me well? Yes. Something I've titled The Balanced Diet. You know, when I was thinking about this topic, I thought about my childhood. And I'm sure most children also went through that. We felt our parents were maybe wicked, maybe hard, maybe they didn't love us when they gave us meals like beans, like vegetable. They ask you to eat moi moi. I can see you pointing to your brother. You can relate with me, Abby. They ask you to eat beans. You think that they are wicked. They ask you to take vegetable or moi moi. You see, but the children want to eat rice all the time. And for today, they want to eat Indomie. Abby, 3 times a day. Indomie, Indomie. 3 minutes Indomie. You see, but when you grow up, when you eventually become a father or a mother, you realize that indeed they were not wicked. They just loved you. They just loved you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 9 to 11. Let me read the Message version. Because of our time. It says, if your child asks for bread, you trick him with sawdust. If he asks for fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? As bad as you are, you would not think of such a thing. You are at least decent to your own children. So don't you think the God who conceived you in love will even be better? He says, as bad as you are, though you are evil, that's NIV, though you sin, though you live in unforgiveness, though your mind conceives evil, he says, though you are evil, you will not be bad to your children. He now says, our Father in heaven can never be bad to us. So our Father this morning is sending a balanced diet to us. Don't think of him as wicked or hard. Now, a balanced diet is a diet that gives your body the nutrients it needs to function correctly. And a diet that is unbalanced will cause havoc. A diet that is unbalanced will cause havoc to you and your body. I was a day my driver was in Lagos. Well, I was in Lagos and my son was there. And he prepared Indomie and put 4 eggs inside 1 plate of Indomie. My son was shocked. Wow! A lot of people don't have knowledge, they think that is affluence. 4 eggs at a time with Indomie, like 4 or 5 Indomies. An unbalanced diet will do havoc to you. And what is the balanced diet for this morning? 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest what? Prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Beloved. You know, beloved means my precious one, my treasured one, my adored one, the one I love so much. Beloved. He says, I wish. A wish is not a command. It's not a command. It's not an instruction. It's a desire. I wish. It's a hope. God is telling the precious ones this morning, sitting right in front of me, that I wish. Above all things. Above all. Means the diet I'm giving to you this morning, make it priority. The diet that I'm presenting to you this morning, make it first and foremost. Make it priority above all. Above all. Number one meal in that diet is prosperity. Number one meal. Maybe the appetizer. We can want to call it the appetizer. Is prosperity. God said to Abraham, I will bless you. And you shall be a blessing. He says, I will bless you. You shall be a channel of blessing. And we want to claim, most times we claim Abraham. Oh, Abraham's blessing, Sama. Abraham's blessing. Yeah. Abraham was very wealthy. He says, I will bless you. If he was wealthy, you, I, will have a divine right to be wealthy. The Bible says we should feed the poor. It says we should clothe the naked. How can you do that if you don't have food for yourself? How can you clothe the naked if you don't have clothes to wear yourself? So the desire for God is for you and I to be wealthy. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 17 says, he who gives to the poor lends to the Lord. Acts chapter 20 verse 35. He says, it is more blessed to give than to do what? Than to receive. It means there are two categories there. The givers and the receivers. Where do you fall into? He says, those who give to the poor lend to the Lord. There's a giver there. There's a poor man there. He says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. There's a giver there. There's one that is receiving. Where do you belong to, people of God? Where do I belong to? There are two categories. The giver and the receiver. I want to charge you this morning that you belong to the category of the givers. Because the Bible says it is more blessed to give. Be a giver. The Bible says, silver is mine, and the gold is mine. Our God, everything belongs to God. The silver is his. The gold is his. He's our Father. So why don't you have access to it? The Bible says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. And you are a child of the Lord. So why don't you have access to it? To the fullness, to the silver, to the gold. Why? I said this on Tuesday. I said, you've stayed long enough on this mountain. You've stayed long enough. The Bible says, break camp. Make advancement. Sometimes, I was talking to my wife sometime this week. When the Bible says you've stayed long enough, you know comfort gone. You can be docile with comfort. When there's a next level for you, you stayed long enough. Break camp. Number two meal in the diet is your health. Your health. Health is the state of being free from illness and injury. What is the essence of money if you don't have health to enjoy it? What is the essence of money? You have all the millions, but there's no health. Luke chapter 8 is the story of the woman with the issue of blood. That woman was sick for 12 years. And the Bible records that she spent all her money for doctors. All the money she spent on doctors. You have the millions. You have the billions. But today is headache. Tomorrow is tummy ache. The next one is backache. The next thing is a mental disorder. Be in health. You see, when I got married, I was over 120 kilograms in weight. I cannot tie my coat like this, not possible. 120 kilograms in weight. I was heavy. I was heavy. Movement was a task. Before I walk from this place to that place, I would think about it in my head. What is the strategy of walking? Was I born fat? No. The day I started to exercise, I bought a bicycle and I rode the bicycle from my house. When I got to Fulco, I called my driver, "Please come, oh, come and carry this bicycle." He came, we put the bicycle in the car, I entered the car, and the driver carried us home. Health. Whether you are young or old, let me quickly say this. You need to do the basic checks, medical checks, to detect imminent, they call something silent diseases. They call them silent. They don't bang paru. They don't shout. They don't scream. They don't give you notice, "I'm coming." But basic checks, medical checks, it will loud it. Then when you do that, you start to nourish your health like a vegetable garden. How do you nourish your health? You drink right. And what is the drinking I'm drinking? All these fizzy drinks. Please. Please. Water. Daniel chapter 1 verse 12. It says, "Please test your servants for 10 days. And let us be given some vegetables to eat and water to drink." Take water. Ignore Coke. Ignore Martina. And whatever, all those cocktail drinks. Ignore them. Water. Sleep right. There was a time I lost sleep. Lack of sleep can be dangerous. Sleep right. Then step right. For a lot of us here, it is from one car to one Okada to one... if you want to go to CBN clinic there, you will call Uber to come and take you to CBN clinic there. And when you finish there, you call Uber to take you back to the church. There must be at least Maybe about 6,700 steps every day. Every day. Take a walk. Then think right. Whatever you don't have control over, don't allow it to weigh you down. Don't allow it to control you. Whatever you cannot control, it should not control you. There are many things to worry about. Is the prosperity of the soul. Prosperity of the soul. You have the money. You have the health. But the soul is not prospering. There's a trouble. There's a gap. There's a lacuna. That must be filled. Because that's the most important of the diets. That's the main dish. That is the amalan begiri. That's the padajan and vegetable. That is the main dish in the diet. That is what will give you the nutrients that you need to be alive. Prosperity of the soul. The Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world? And do what? And lose his soul. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world? How do you gain the whole world? You have all the money. How do you gain the whole world? You have power. How do you gain the whole world? You are popular. How do you gain the whole world? You even have health. You are very fit. How do you gain the whole world? People like you. You have gained the whole world. But you lose your soul. Your soul. There's a guy, Charles Spurgeon. He said this in 1856. He says, consider how precious a soul must be when both God and the devil are after it. Consider how precious that soul is. God is after your soul. The devil is after your soul too. It must be precious. Think about it. Do you have the concern for your soul? A lot of us, we spend hundreds of thousands to be alive. America, London, medical checks. We spend hundreds of thousands to look good. Which one do you do? Tummy tuck or what? We spend hundreds of thousands to look good. We consider our livelihood. We consider our health. But how much do you consider your soul? How much concern do you give to your soul? It's like you paint a vehicle, make it very nice, but the engine has locked. The outside is good, fantastic. Oh, this is a nice vehicle. But it cannot start. Because the engine is bad. You see, the major concern is that life is not limited to earth alone. There's a life that is to come. There's a life after life. And we must not live life like it is ending here. No. There's a life that is after life. When everything fails, your money fails, your health fails, when push comes to shove, only one thing will matter. Only one thing will matter. Your life in Christ. Because money fails you. A man bought way. I was going to say it in Yoruba, but Yoruba is coming down. Ojuti, owo. Thank you very much. All the money is there. It's useless. I have all the houses. It's useless. Health also fails. All those things are time bound. You see, my father died pretty young. He died at 61. So when he died, all his friends were still around. That's about 25 or 1996. About 27 years now. All his friends were still around. Today, all his friends are gone. Maybe just one or two of them left. They are gone. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of what? Time. Atendokuni 61. Atendokuni 90. Is there a difference? No. There's no difference. When everything fails, when everything goes down, only one thing will matter. Your relationship with Christ. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 34 to 36. I'm concluding now. It says, blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord. But those who fail to find me harm themselves. All who hate me love death. Those who find me, they do what? They find life. There's life in Christ. You know, it's like when you plant a plastic seed. You know there are plastic seeds? Eh? You plant it and you expect it to be fruitful. Can it be fruitful? No. Why? It has no life in it. When you find Christ, you find life. And when you find life, people of God, then you can work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Because when you find that life, the devil is never tired. He's never tired. He will still be struggling to get the life out of you. That's why the Bible says, work out your salvation. It's not my salvation. It's not the family salvation. It's not the salvation of the church. It is your individual salvation. He says, work it out with fear and trembling. Wani igbagbo baba ko le gba omo la. It is your own salvation. When you find the life, then you work it out. Ensure you don't lose it. Ensure that life does not disappear. Ensure that the life remains in you. Praise the Lord. Once again, I present to you the balanced diet. It's a full diet that will give you the nutrients that you need to prosper. It's a full diet. You see, and when one of those diets is missing, you are at some disadvantage. That's why it's always good. Let us prosper. Let us be in health. And let our soul prosper. It's a complete and full diet we need for these times. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we've just come to say thank you because you've brought your word even to us again. Lord, I pray that this word that you brought to us will not disappear in our hearts. Lord, help us to walk with these words, to act on these words in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I commit your children, even as they go forward in the month of February. You have told us that it's a month that we assess our next level. Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone that is listening to me this morning, that doors of opportunity will open to you, that the Lord will bless your going out and your coming in the mighty name of Jesus. Every mountain will be leveled right in front of you in the mighty name of Jesus. And most importantly, Lord, it shall be well with them, spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.